الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فابعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها إن يريدا إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, I want to start today's talk by an example. Many a times when you and I, we board an aeroplane, we find an announcement that is made. That announcement speaks about safety measures. It tells you that if something happens in the plane, this is what you are supposed to do. They also tell you, in the unlikely event of a crash, in the unlikely event of a crash landing in the sea or in water, this is what you are supposed to do. Now, in a similar manner, today's talk, I want to speak about something in a similar vein. And that is, if something happens to your marriage, how are you supposed to proceed? And it is in the very similar light and similar vein, the way the announcement is made. In the unlikely event of a problem in your marriage, what do you do? Understand what I'm saying? جس طرح سے ہم ہوائی جہاز میں جب چڑھتے ہیں تو حفاظتی اقدام ہمارے سامنے پیش کیا جاتے ہیں، آج اپنے بیان کو جہاز میں حفاظتی اقدام کی طرح زندگی گزارنے کے چند حفاظتی اقدام میں پیش کرتا ہوں. فرسٹلی، وی نو دیٹ فیملی از دا نیوکلس آف اے سوسائٹی. واٹ سوسائٹی از گوئنگ ٹو بیکم، واٹ سوسائٹی از، ڈیپینڈز اپون انڈیویجول فیملیز. Therefore, family is a nucleus of an Islamic society. Islam has placed great importance on the preservation of the family, and every effort must be made to preserve the family. In Sahih Muslim, there is a hadith. Iblis puts his throne on the water, right? And then he takes reports from all small shaitans and small jinnats. And they all come and say, today we made this person do this wrong. We made him not perform salah. Humne unse zabardasti ye galat kaam humne karwaya. Right? Iblis listens, doesn't say anything. One Iblis comes, one jinnat comes to the big Iblis, the original Iblis, and said, a husband and wife were living together properly. I made them fight. I didn't leave them until I made the husband utter divorce. I broke the family. Iblis gets up. Iblis calls that small jinnat and said, you come and sit here. Aapne sabse zyada kaam kiya hai. Galti mein aur munkarat mein aapne sabse zyada kaam kiya. You have made the best. So khandan muashre ka sang bunyad hai. Aur Islam ne uski hifazat par bahut zor diya hai. That's the reality. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows that human beings are different in temperaments. Allah also knows that sometimes human beings are such that despite the best of intentions, they will not be able to get along. Sometimes with the best of intentions, they have disputes, they have arguments. Now, what do you do with regard to those particular aspects? Sometimes those arguments and dispute leads to the marriage breaking. Or sometimes it leads to tension in the marriage. How do you deal with it? Remember one thing. It's something that I want to make mention of. The fact that two people do not get along, or two people and a couple, which might lead to divorce, does not necessarily make them bad people. It just makes it that they could not get along. Sometimes it's not necessary ki ye bure log hai. Just happens that they could not get along. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of a talaq. Allah, فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا Allah has made mention with regard to Zayd ibn Haritha, the adopted son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Zainab, the cousin of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallahi al-Azim, we can take a qasam, both are jannatis. Dono jannati hai. But yet, despite the fact that they are jannatis, they had a divorce. They could not get along because of certain reasons. So the fact that you are different, you don't get along, can happen. Doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. Doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. However, what we have to understand, that people sometimes are different, sometimes they don't get along. How do we deal with this? Allah Ta'ala jante hai, ke insani mizaj mein tafawut hai, aur baad aukaat aise halat ban jati hai, jis mein fariqain ka ikatta rehna bahut mushkil ho jata hai. Now what do you do with regard to it? Now in this particular regard, the beauty of Islam. The beauty of Islam is, unlike some other religion, in Catholicism for example, even if you are in the worst of marriages, you can't break it. It's against the rule to break the marriage. You have to remain together whether you like it or you don't like it. The beauty of Islam is, Islam has not forced people to be in a marriage in all circumstances. And neither does Islam say, break the marriage for any trivial reason. The beauty of Islam, the i'tidal of Islam, the moderation of Islam. Islam doesn't tell you, you have to remain forever in marriage. Right? That doesn't tell you. It's better to do so. But it doesn't tell you you have to. And it doesn't tell you that you must break it for trivial reasons. Today we make a joke with regard to it. And they said, my mother told me that don't make money through the means of marriage. Make money through the means of divorce. Right? So they said that a person went to go and buy one doll. So there are different types of doll. This doll is a nurse, this is a teacher, this is the one, and this is a divorced woman. So the divorced woman had the biggest prize, a couple of thousand. He said, why? Why is this one so expensive? He said, it took everything of the husband worth. Huh? They say that, you know, it took everything of the husband worth. Now, we don't look at it that you take divorce for every trivial reason. Neither does Islam say you have to stay together. See, Allah has said that talaq is the worst of all permissible things. But it is permissible. Understand what I'm saying? It didn't say that it is haram. It didn't say that it is an act of sin. It said that it is permissible, but as far as possible, don't get involved in it. It is the worst of all things that are permissible. So insan, Islam ki khubsurati ye hai, ke miya biwi ko har surat mein ikatta rehne par majboor nahi kiya hai, aur na hi mamooli baaton par talaq dene ki ijazat di hai. Allah Ta'ala has told us, with regard to a process, if there is a difference in your marriage, what do you do? What Allah Ta'ala says? وَاللَّاتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ. When you have a difference with regard to your wife, the man is the one in whose hand is the nikah. Uqdatun nikah. Allah has made mention of it in the second supara of the Holy Quran. In whose hand lies the nikah is the man. And Allah has been very kind upon us that He has left that talaq in the hands of the man. If it would have left it in the hands of the woman, perhaps sabke chutti. Huh? Everyone would have been perhaps gone. Allah has kept it in the hands of the men. Right? However, in this particular regard, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُرْ فَيْزَهُنَّ. If you have a difference with your wife, advise her. Show some form of discipline. Show your displeasure. Discipline. Do these type of things. It does not say you must abuse your wife. The way abuse is commonly understood in today's time. Right? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam never lifted his hands on his wife or his children or his slaves. Never. It is not recorded once in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he lifted his hands. Those who want to follow the sunnah, that is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah Ta'ala has told us an amazing way with regard to bringing reconciliation between people. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَابْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. If there is, now Allah Ta'ala tells you first, aapas mein usko nibao. Miya biwi, aapas mein usko nibao. उसका सुलह कराओ. अगर ना हो सके, ये ना हो सके, तो क्या करना है? देन यू ब्रिंग इन द एल्डर्स ऑफ द फैमिली. लेट दे बी एन आर्बिट्रेटर फ्रॉम द हस्बैंड साइड, एन आर्बिट्रेटर फ्रॉम द वुमन साइड. इयुरीदा इस्लाहै युवफ्फिकिल्लाहु बैनहुमा. लेट देम कम टुगेदर. इफ दे इंटेंशन इज टू रिकनसाइल, अल्लाह विल ब्रिंग देम टुगेदर. एंड आई मस्ट से दिस, previously when there was problems in marriages, the elders in the family used to play that role. They used to come and say, bhai kya hu musibat hai, hu che tomorrow, come let's sit down and discuss it. Today elders don't play that role. There used to be a time when if there was any problem in a marriage, the elders of the family used to get together and they used to resolve issues. Allah has made mention of it. Fabathu hakama min ahlihi wa hakama min ahliha. Normally the arbitrator, the person in charge of the husband and the wife, will be those whom the husband and wife trust. Maybe perhaps the elders. And in this particular regard, Allah Ta'ala ne fariqain ke darmiyan sulah karwane ke liye khandan ke buzurgon ko apna kirdar ada karne ke liye kaha hai. The elders must be in that particular situation. I was just reading a very amazing quote of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi is Sayyidul Ta'ifa. He is the sheikh of all our sheikhs. And he said, the reason today there is disunity and there is disputes is because of two reasons. Lack of humility and lack of selflessness. Two things. You don't have humility and you don't have selflessness. So if you are selfish and you are proud, then wahan pe jhagra hona hi hona hai. If you are takabbur agar ho aur sirf apne bare mein fikr, to wahan pe jhagra hi jhagra hai. If you are proud and you are selfish, then that is the root cause of with regard to disputes. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. Now, if after all attempts have failed and remaining together is no more viable, in fact, it is counterproductive. Sometimes it's even worse for the children because they see the father and mother fighting all the time. And in this particular regard, it is the objectives of nikah are not being fulfilled. Then one can, I'm not saying should or must, one can proceed to talaq. One can. But it should not be done impulsively, and it should be a thought out process. It should not be done impulsively, it should be a thought out process. I'm referring to this, I'm going to make mention of it many a times. Agar कोशिश के बाद दोनों का इकट्ठा रहना नामुमकिन हो, बल्कि नुकसानदेह हो, तो फिर इस सूरत में शरीयत ने तलाक की इजाज़त दी है. इफ़ टू स्टे टुगेदर इज नॉट गुड, मुश्किल है, नामुमकिन है, बल्कि कभी कभार नुकसानदेह है, तो उसमें शरीयत ने तलाक की इजाज़त दी है. इन दस द हस्बैंड मस्ट गिव द तलाक. व इन तलक तुमुहुन्न मिन बियदिही उक़दतुन निकाह. So the husband is the one who gives the talaq. وَإِن تَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ. Allah Ta'ala has also made mention with regard to it. Sometimes it can happen that the husband knows that the marriage has broken down. He knows it. But despite him knowing that the marriage has broken down, sometimes they're not living like man and wife, but out of spite he won't give the talaq. That is wrong. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَصْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Either stay together properly or then separate amicably. But agar saath rehna namumkin ho, then separate properly. Allah fala tamilu kullal mayli fatadharuha kal muallaqah. Don't leave the woman suspended. Neither is she married, neither is she divorced. That is not the right way of Islam. So the who's going to give the talaq? The husband. The wife, if she is not happy, she has several ways with regard to it. She can engage and get into khula, or she can ask an Islamic government, in the absence of an Islamic government, a tribunal, a group of muftis, that my rights are not being fulfilled, I would like out of the marriage. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made khula. A wife on one day came to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I got no difficulty with the akhlaq and conduct of my husband, but I don't like him. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made khula, right? So I'm not saying that every particular khula is permitted or it should be encouraged, but if the wife is not happy, she also has certain ways to get out of it. But normally, the talaq will be given by the husband. Now when he gives talaq, look at the beauty of Islam. People don't realize this. Hamari yah hai ki bhai talaq dene ho to sir ek hi tarah hai, teen talaq de do. We only know one way of giving talaq. If we are not happy, give three talaqs. That is the worst type of talaq. A person who gives three talaqs is a sinner. He commits a sin. Unhone gunah ka irtikab kiya hai. The fact that whether it is effective or not is different. That is different, I will come to it. How do you give talaq? The best way of giving talaq is, and I said, like, you know, for example, your people are going in an aeroplane, so the first thing is, they tell you, in the unlikely event this thing happens, this is what you must do. We say the same thing. In the unlikely event of a marriage coming to an end, what do you do? You give one talaq in a state where the woman is clean, she is pak, not in a state of menses. To give in a state of menses is sinful, although it will be effective. Guna hai. Hais ke halat mein talaq dena guna hai, mana hai. Agar che, wo nafiz ho jayegi. So what you do, you give one talaq at a time when a woman is pak. And then you wait for three menses thereafter. Right? Thereafter, after three menses, the nikah breaks. You don't have to give another talaq. One talaq is sufficient. The best, ahsan talaq. You give one talaq in a state of cleanliness, and after that, after three talaqs, the nikah breaks. Now, what is the benefit of this? The benefit of it is, it's a thought out process. And then also, in cleanliness, there is a little bit more of love and muhabbat. Right? So you're not giving it to her in a state of menses where perhaps you have not been intimate with her, which could lead to certain types of displeasure, frustration. No. So you're giving it when she's clean. You have the ability to be intimate with her. And thereafter, you give it at that time. Now look at the beauty of Islam. After you have given it for three menses, if you want to reconcile, very easy to reconcile. So Islam has opened the doors for reconciliation to keep the marriage as far as possible intact. You only have to utter that I am taking back my talaq. Or you can not even do that. You don't even have to do that. Bhai kabhi josh mein aakar, if you just have to go and kiss her, your talaq is broken. If any way, any form of affection, the talaq is broken, is no more one talaq. Now, do you realize why this is the best form of talaq? It is not done by anger. It is something you have done by thinking about the consequences. So this is the best form of talaq. The second form of talaq, which is known as hasan, is you give the same thing, but you give three talaqs in three different cycles. One cycle when she's clean, the next cycle when she's again clean, the next cycle. You give three, but over three different cycles. And then, after that, there's a second best form of giving talaq. And the third form of giving talaq, which is known as talaq e bid'at, is when you give talaq in such a way that you give three in one. That is sinful. Guna. Once Nabi Karim SAW was sitting, someone said, Ya Rasulullah, a person gave three talaqs in one. Nabi Karim SAW got red with anger. Ghusse mein aakar. Kya log Allah ke kitab ke saath tamassur, logon ke saath mazak karte Allah Taala ke kitab ke saath? Are they playing around with the kitab of Allah? I am in their midst and they still playing around with the kitab of Allah. That the reason why Nabi Karim SAW got angry is that it is effective, but it is not the way to give talaq. It's not the way to give talaq. Talaq jalli mein ya ghusse mein nahi deni chahiye. بلکہ تعلیمات شریعہ کے مطابق ایسے دی جاتی ہے عزت اور وقار کے ساتھ. I'm giving you a very amazing thing. That in Islam, you don't give talaq in anger. You don't give talaq impulsively. You give it as a thought out thing. And may I say, if you have to give it, you give it with respect and honor. You give it with respect and honor the way you brought someone's woman in your marriage with respect and honor. If you have to let her go, you let her go with respect and honor. You don't give it three like just like that as if you've given three. Yes, it's your fault that you gave three in one. It will be effective. Or according to all four mazahib, it will be effective. The talaq has taken place. It is like a person having three bullets in a holster, and once he gives it, it is done. No matter how much you regret, it is done. But that's not the way. Islam doesn't want you to give it impulsively. Islam doesn't want you to give it in a way that it is done on the spur of the moment. It should be done in a way that you think about the consequences. And after you think about the consequences, then you do it with honor and respect. It's permissible. So why must you do it in a way that creates enmity, hostility? And then the husband and wife are at one another. Then there is court cases that follow. The families don't speak to one another. Kya zarurat hai? That's not the way Islam has envisaged a talaq to be. It is said that sometimes it could be that you couldn't get along. And if you can't get along, think about the consequences. And if you feel that you cannot remain together, then separate amicably with respect and honor. This is the way Islam has made mention with regard to it. And today we don't do this. We are more worried about scoring points. The husband, the wife, the husband's family, the wife's family. Although Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, "Laysa al-mu'minu bit-ta'an wala bil-la'an." We don't taunt, we don't. And the more best example, I will conclude with this beautiful example. You know, in this time, we can't give all the different. I've just tried to give you the gist of Islamic wisdom, how it should be done. So if there is any specific masail, you must go to the muftis. But I'll give you an example of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He had a problem with his wife. They couldn't get along. So someone came and asked him and said, "Abdullah, I heard you're having a problem with your wife. Can you tell me what's the problem with your wife? What is your wife doing? What is her problem?" And Abdullah ibn Umar said, "Do you want me to speak bad about my wife in front of you? Who are you to come and speak to me about the faults of my wife? Do you want me to speak about the faults of my wife in front of you?" So he felt ashamed. Thereafter, it so happened Abdullah ibn Umar gave his wife talaq. And then he came back and said, "Ibn Abdullah, now she's no more your wife. Tell me, what was the problem with her? Why you gave her talaq?" Abdullah ibn Umar said, "Do you want me to speak about a strange woman in front of you? She was my wife. I'm not going to tell you about the faults of my wife. Now I've given her talaq. She's a strange woman. Do you want me to speak about the faults of a strange woman in front of you?" This is the beauty of Islam. Every aspect of Islam has got wisdom. The unfortunate part is, we do not follow it, and then we blame the Sharia. We do not follow it, we bring difficulty upon ourselves. Otherwise, every aspect of deen is a thought-out process. Every aspect of deen is full of wisdom. Let us follow that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ